I'm Andrew Wynn, and these are your Commonwealth sport headlines. Controversial plans to stage a live demolition during the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games have been dropped just 1 week after it was announced. Five of the Red Road Tower flats were scheduled to be pulled down this July. However, concerns regarding safety and security mean they now will be postponed. An online petition against the demolition gathered over 17,000 signatures. Jamaican sprinter Asafa Powell will miss the Games this summer after receiving an 18-month ban for failing a drugs test. The former world 100-metre record holder tested positive for a banned stimulant at last year's national championships. He intends to appeal the decision. Glasgow swimmer Michael Jameson has described the Commonwealth Games as the biggest event of his career. Speaking at the Scottish Championships in Toll Cross, the Olympic silver medalist admitted that he is confident of landing gold in his home city and will be among the favourites for success in the 200-metre breaststroke. And finally, the gold, silver and bronze medals for the Games have been unveiled in a ceremony at Kelvin Grove Art Gallery. The event, which celebrated 100 days till the opening ceremony, revealed the unique design, and each medal will be handcrafted by jewellers at the Glasgow School of Art. That's all for now. For the latest news and interviews, visit glasgold.wordpress.com.